Money Talk. This is Akashwani. In the program Money Talk, we bring you a special series, 2025, the Year of Reforms. Today's discussion is on India's growing manufacturing power. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
As the year 2025 draws to a close and we embark on the new year, it's time to take stock of the year gone by and the strides the country has taken in various sectors. Production and manufacturing has been one of the drivers of growth for any economy, and India is rapidly emerging as the world's new production engine, driven by strong economic growth, a revitalized manufacturing base, and transformative government initiatives. With the GDP growth projected as the fastest in the coming years, India is outpacing global peers and positioning itself as the central hub for production and manufacturing. And to discuss more about the same, we are joined in by Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chambers of Commerce and Industry. A very warm welcome, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you very much.
India's manufacturing is no longer just a projection, but it is reflected prominently in the recent industrial data as well. Dr. Mehta, as of late 2025, the Index of Industrial Production, that is IIP, has hit a two-year high of 6.7%, with the manufacturing sector being the standout at 8%.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Mehta, your views on that?
Yes, definitely. I think this is a great moment for India because the Make in India, which was launched in 2014, and within, I think, 10 years, we have made an ecosystem where the companies from all over the world, they are coming and they are manufacturing in India. There have been many reforms in Indian economy that has really paved the way for the investors who are coming. Now, India, when a global buyer places an order, they are not only buying a product, they are buying a certainty of quality, certainty of timelines, certainty of compliance, and certainty that the next disruption will not break the supply chain. And that is exactly where India is stepping in, not as a backup option, but as the world's new production engine, new manufacturing hub. So it has been possible because of the many reforms that has been there in Indian economy. And GST and IBC code has been one of the biggest reforms. And recently, it's not that reforms have stopped. Recently, we have seen that we had GST 2.0, which had given a lot of flip to Indian economy. At the same time, we had come out with very, very innovative schemes like 15% corporate tax for the companies who are starting their manufacturing in India. I think that has created the confidence among the investors. Confidence always follows the capital. So therefore, we have seen that India, which was importing mobile phones once there was a time in electronic, so now today we are the exporters of mobile phone, and there are many other sectors where we are really making progress, and this is a momentum which has caught up in Indian economy in recent times.
So, Dr. Mehta, the manufacturing sector contributing to the GDP touching nearly 25%, and it's not just about the figures, Dr. Mehta, but the ancillary offshoots it can provide, like the creation of formal jobs, particularly for the youth. What do you say about it?
We have seen that today India's manufacturing sector is basically driven by three very important pillars. One is the scale, second is the speed, and third is the sustainability. When we see that India is now more than $4 trillion economy, we are the fourth largest economy in the world and soon going to be third largest economy in the world. And Indian manufacturing grows in two directions. Any global investor who comes in India, in fact, they not only come to manufacture for the world, but also India is a very large market with 1.5 billion people, and domestic consumption consumption is extremely, you know, robust in our country because we have a domestic demand. Anyone who comes to India, he has one is a domestic demand that is only for the India. Second is for the world. So delivering export ready capacity at competitive prices. So these are the two things which are very important, that is for the scale. Now, this is why Make in India story is no longer limited to assembly. It is moving into deeper manufacturing component ecosystems and industrial clusters. That is, in fact, supported by what we have seen is a record FDI flow in 24-25 is $80.62 billion. That's what we have seen. I think this all is possible because of the scale. That is one pillar. Second pillar is the speed. I think that, you know, it is not only the intention which is important. It is the real work on the ground where we have seen Indian government led by Prime Minister Modi. They have come out with very significant reforms. We have seen that PMI, if you see the India manufacturing PMI index, in July it was 59.1. So therefore, and recently you have already said the IIP data, which had a year-on-year growth of 8% over the last year. So we have seen these kind of things that has been possible. We have seen that we have also created direct and indirect jobs of 12.6 lakh jobs in last year. So that has been possible because of the kind of manufacturing ecosystem we have already built. And third, I think that Indian manufacturing is definitely looking at the sustainability.
Right.
The world is moving towards carbon-aware trade. Soon, competitiveness will include energy mix. Now, India has a target of achieving 500 gigawatt of renewable energy by 2030. And currently, we are at around 280 gigawatt installed capacity in renewable energy. So there has been a big focus on sustainability, and we have also committed net zero by 2070. And for this, earlier our target of reduction of carbon footprints was 30% by 2030. However, that has been revised to 45% carbon reduction by 2030. And I'm sure that the way we are going on deploying the renewable energy, I think we are going to achieve that too. Definitely, that is why the world is now paying attention to India, because our global supply chains are intact.
Right. If you look at the provisions in the 2025-26 budget, the government has named the Make in India to a more integrated national manufacturing mission, that is NMM. And in addition, of course, the PLI scheme you mentioned, which provides financial incentives for incremental production across 14 sectors, the national logistics policy, which aims to reduce logistic costs from double digits to roughly nearly 8% of the GDP, making Indian goods more competitive. You mentioned about the competitiveness, GST to rationalization, and of course the Skill India mission, which focuses on the workforce and targeting high-tech vocational training. Before we proceed any further, Dr. Mehta, let's listen into the Prime Minister, what he has to say about the PLI scheme and more.
Aaj Bharat ki ek bahut badi taakat hamara manufacturing sector. मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर को गति देने के लिए इस वर्ष के बजट में मिशन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग की घोषणा की गई है। बीते सालों में हमने मेक इन इंडिया अभियान को मजबूती दी है। सिर्फ पीएलआई स्कीम से उससे ही 11 लाख से अधिक रोजगार देश में बने हैं। बीते सालों में मोबाइल फोन और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक सेक्टर का अभूतपूर्व विस्तार हुआ है। आज करीब 11 लाख करोड़ रुपए की इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रही है।
Right, Dr. Mehta, talking of high growth sectors like electronics and semiconductors, we just heard the Prime Minister talk about it. India is now, of course, you also mentioned, the world's second largest mobile phone manufacturer, wherein 90%+ of the phones are produced locally now. Now, it has been really transformative. And semiconductors, of course, all of us, we know it has become central to most of the economies and, of course, the manufacturing. India's semiconductor mission has been a push in this direction. The rise of the chip hubs, whether be it the Dholera and Sanand in Gujarat, Moregaon in Assam, Bhubaneswar in Odisha, this is nothing short of heartening. The government's fiscal support as well by expanding the semicon budget by 83% says it all. Dr. Mehta, your views on this?
Yeah, this is highly commendable that India has launched the semiconductor mission, and how fast they have created this ecosystem is really, really praiseworthy. I think no other country has been able to do it, though we started late, but we have started with a speed. That's very, very important. And now India is offering a rare combination of massive domestic market and improved industrial execution and rising export capabilities and a clear energy transition pathways. I think these are our strength. And now there are many new companies that are coming because we have a very healthy startup ecosystem. When Startup India was launched in 2016, we had just around 400 registered startups. But today we have more than 150,000 startups that are working and more than around 115 unicorns. That shows that our youth now having the ideas, and this promotes the entrepreneurship, and our exports have even merchandise export. If you look at the figures from April to August, that has reported $184 billion and it has been growing on year-on basis. So with large number of MSMEs, more than 65 million MSMEs in our country, and many of them in manufacturing line, I think that what we need to do is we need to handhold our MSMEs as far as the sustainability pillar is concerned, because we feel that going forward, the economic development will be totally integrated with sustainability. That means without sustainability at the center pillar, we will not be able to really move forward.
Absolutely. Dr. Mehta, with the growing geopolitical tension that has become the order of the day, defense and aerospace sector just cannot be overlooked by any sovereign state which cares for its safety and security. And India, of course, is no exception here. And what initiatives do you see by the government coming in achieving the Atmanirbharta that we say the Prime Minister has been pushing for it, and as a bonus, of course, contributing to manufacturing sector and effectively the economy as well, with, of course, the private players also coming in?
I think, you know, like Atmanirbhar Bharat was the mission which started by Prime Minister during the COVID, and it has really, really worked well. When we talk of Atmanirbharta, that doesn't mean that we are not inviting other players to Indian market. We want to create our own capabilities. Let's look at the defense sector. We have BrahMos missile, we're going to the moon and going to the space. In drone technology, we have leapfrogged. Overall defense capabilities today, India, we were only depending on imports. But today, India is also exporter of many things in defense. I think that shows our capability. When India decides on something, it can definitely achieve it. So our defense capabilities, definitely, they are one of the best as of today. And we have created an ecosystem where we are giving an opportunity to the private players in defense ecosystem. Let me just say that in every era, the world has a production engine. The world has a manufacturing engine, a place where manufacturing becomes a platform for the growth, like for jobs, for exports, and for innovation.
Right.
I would say that India is now stepping into that role.
Right. Dr. Mehta, thank you so very much for joining us and shared your views in the domain. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Under the special series 2025, the Year of Reforms, you were listening to a discussion on India's growing manufacturing power. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.
Money Talk.